Good morning, the Exotics Vet. This is Kiri speaking.
Oh, hi, Kiri. My name's Julie. I'm just wanting to get a sort of rough idea of what it would cost to get my male guinea pig to sex.
Okay. Have we seen your guinea pig here before?
No.
No? Okay. What we would need to do first is to do a health check just to make sure that they're in good health going ahead to go ahead to have an anaesthetic. We can definitely organise that on the same day that you are wanting the procedure done. If you
okay.
want to go ahead with that, providing they pass the health check, then they can stay to have the the castration done. The
yes.
castration
yep.
itself is $400. That includes the surgery and hospitalisation. What we do generally need to do is to send them home with some additional pain relief and sometimes a gut stimulant. So you might be looking at an extra about $50 or $60 for that.
Okay.
And the consult is $170.
So that's the health check at the beginning?
Yeah.
The $170. Yeah. Yeah. No worries. And then is it an overnight or just a day?
Yeah, it's case by case. Like, it just depends on their recovery. Like, if they're up and eating and they're really bright and happy and their doctor's got no concern sending them home, they sometimes go home that day. But generally, we would keep them in overnight just so that we can monitor, make sure that they're eating overnight, their surgery site in the morning is looking good, their pain's managed, things like that. So,
okay.
Yeah, but that's included within that.
Right, yeah, okay. And I also read on the internet, you know, Google, that they said that it couldn't, you have to wait like 4 or 6 weeks after surgery before you can put them in with a girl just to make
yeah.
sure they can't have babies. Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, about three to four weeks. Yeah,
okay.
There is the possibility the sperm can still impregnate her in that time.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, definitely we do recommend that. So do you have females at home as well, do you, or?
We have these ones. They must have been dumped in my grandparents' backyard.
Okay.
And they were running around in their garden shed. And we went around the neighbours and nobody has guinea pigs. So I don't imagine guinea pigs travel very far.
No.
So, they must have been dumped. And so I've got these two guinea pigs and I've had a look on the internet how to sex them. And one's he's definitely a boy. So we separated them when we got them and the other one's a girl.
Yep.
But he looked like he was very, very young. So he'd make like baby noises. And since we've had him, his testicles have gotten bigger and he's gotten bigger.
Yeah.
So I don't know if he was her son to begin with, like if it was her baby or I don't know, because she was definitely older. So anyway, so they've been separated, but they want to be together.
Sure.
So
how long have you had them
for? So maybe nearly maybe 2.5-3 months. So she's not pregnant because that's what I was worried about as well.
Yeah. Yeah. I was going to say because from 3 weeks of age, you can definitely
they could have babies.
Yeah.
There
is a risk. So yeah. So but no, definitely she's not showing signs that stage.
Well, she's. I mean, she hasn't changed at all. I mean. I wouldn't put it past her to pop out wide without, you know.
Yeah, it's usually around about 59 to 72 days.
Okay, well, I mean, she's still
average.
Got a couple of, maybe a week or so.
Yeah,
she
but you would
changed.
Definitely
it's
be seeing
fat.
Some size. Yeah, size difference.
Yeah, okay.
If she was, so hopefully, fingers crossed, she's not there. But, yeah, definitely good idea that you've separated them. And, yeah, so that's what we generally do. We do the de-sexing weekdays. So generally Monday.
Okay, yep.
Yeah,
yep.
through to Friday. So, yeah, if there's a specific day in mind that you're wanting to have it done, him done, should I say, we can definitely tee it up so that we do a morning admission appointment in the view of admission with a health check, and then he can stay with us for the day overnight for the procedure.
Okay, and how old? Because he would be, I'm guessing, only a couple of months old. Does he have to be a certain age?
It goes on like weight and age. Let me just pop you on hold and I'll just find out for you. It won't be a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, roughly 3-4 months of age onwards. Obviously, it depends on size as well, just to make sure that they're a good size to the anaesthetic as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we'd obviously confirm that on the health check. And if we
on the health, yeah.
Yeah, if we think that, oh, he needs to wait maybe another few weeks to a month, then it would just be a case of booking in for the castration because he's already had that health check.
Okay, no worries. All right, well, I'll have a chat with my partner and I'll give you a call back.
Not a problem. Look forward to it. Okay.
Thank you so much for your help.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Bye.